Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, Friday, July 17th. Today is National Peach Ice Cream Day, World Emoji Day. Is that like the world emoji or just like emojis in general for the day? I don't know. And the last one was National Yellow Pig Day. I do not fully understand the yellow pig thing, but it's Friday, so honestly, I'm willing to accept almost anything at this point. And who comes up with these days? And like, can I start coming up with days? It's like the blank card in the Cards Against Humanity box or something. Do I get to like write my own and turn it in at some point? I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Long week. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Faultline 395. Coming up, Inyo County's interim CAO announces his resignation. Eastern Sierra Land Trust receives a conservation grant. Death Valley is looking for campground hosts. And Mammoth Lakes Trail System is recruiting some very good dogs. We'll also have a quick community calendar and your weekend weather outlook. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. The Inyo County Administrative Officer, David Frazier, has announced his resignation effective September 11th. Frazier was appointed by the Board of Supervisors on an interim basis in February to help lead the county through a transitional period. He says he will use the remaining weeks to wrap up projects and finish the budget process for fiscal year 26-27. Board Chair Trina Oral thanked Frazier for his leadership and guidance over the past several months. The board plans to continue its search for a permanent CAO. The Eastern Sierra Land Trust has received a small grant from the Land Trust Bird Conservation Initiative at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. The grant will help expand treatment and monitoring of invasive annual grass at Desert Creek Ranch in Smith Valley, Nevada. The ranch includes wet meadows, sagebrush steppe, and riparian habitat that support sagebrush-dependent birds and other wildlife. The project also helps guide restoration efforts for habitat connected to the bi-state sage grouse. Eastern Sierra Land Trust thank the Cornell Initiative, the Park family, and project partners for making the work possible. Death Valley National Park is recruiting volunteer campground hosts for the upcoming fall and spring seasons. The fall season runs October 12th through January 15th, and the spring season runs January 12th through April 20th. Volunteers work 32 hours a week and must have a self-contained RV or trailer. Benefits include a full hookup site, propane reimbursement, laundry and gym access, and the chance to be part of the park community. Anyone interested can look for the announcement on volunteer.gov. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Faultline 395. There is something about life along Highway 395 that is hard to explain to people who've never been here. It's part road trip, part mountain town, part desert magic, and part I was just going to run one errand and somehow ended up staring at a view for 15 minutes. Faultline 395 celebrates the people, places, style, and attitude of the Eastern Sierra. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting independent local news. Now, back to the news. Inyo County Public Health is reminding residents and visitors to practice tick safety while enjoying the outdoors. You don't got to tell me twice. Ticks can carry diseases, including Lyme disease, and may be found in grassy, brushy, or wooded areas. Public Health recommends using EPA-registered insect repellent, wearing long sleeves and pants when hiking, and staying on marked trails, checking yourself, children, and pets after outdoor time, and removing ticks promptly with fine-tipped tweezers. For local public health information, call 760-873-7868. Free dental checkups are coming to Mono County this September. HealthNet, Smile Dental Services, and Mono County are teaming up to provide services with no insurance required. Services may include exams, cleanings, sealants, fillings, fluoride varnish, non-surgical extractions, and oral health information. Checkups will be available at the June Lake Community Center September 1st and 2nd, and at Bridgeport Memorial Hall September 16th and 17th. Appointments can be made by calling 1-888-585-3368. Northern Inyo Healthcare District is hiring for several positions, including medical assistant, nursing, radiology, physical therapy, and speech and language pathology roles. More information is available at nih.org/careers. Playhouse 395 is also preparing for auditions for Matilda the Musical. Auditions are open for students from 4th through 13th grade, whatever that is, and adults of all ages. Auditions will be held August 21st and 22nd. 2nd. Big 5 is supporting Bishop Unified School District with a back-to-school offer. A 20% discount on regular priced items is available in-store now through August 31st. The barcode is available on the Bishop Unified School District Facebook page. Local news works best when the community helps keep it moving. A press release, a photo, a road closure, a meeting notice, a rescue update, or a quick message from someone who saw something important. It all helps tell the story of Inyo and Mono counties. When a business sponsors Eastern Sierra Now, they help support the local coverage that keeps our communities connected, especially in modern times where everything needs to be connected. We all need to know what's going on. Well, that's what Eastern Sierra Now is here for our community. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, the one, the only. It is Friday. You made it. That means you have officially earned the right to stop pretending you're excited to cook dinner. Copper Top Barbecue has ribs, tri-tip, barbecue, hearty sides ready to go. Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, because Friday dinner should feel like a reward, not a chore. Here's what's coming up. Valentine Reserve has several events this weekend. Today from 9:30 a.m. to noon, visitors can take a guided wildlife tour focused on animals that call the reserve home. Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8:30, guests can watch the sunset from Sagebrush Knoll and learn about Valentine Camp. Saturday and Sunday will also feature a nature retreat with dance therapy, yoga journaling, sound bath, and a forest walk. Registration is required through Valentine Reserve. Mammoth Lakes Trail System is recruiting host hounds this Saturday. Stop by the Horseshoe Lake Trailhead anytime between 9 a.m. and noon to sign up your dog as an official host hound with the Town of Mammoth Lakes Outdoor Recreation Host Team. Dogs can sign the host hound pawlage, learn trail stewardship, and receive a free bandana and treats for the dog. No experience necessary, just a wagging tail and a love for the outdoors. Inyo 350 is hosting a community volunteer meetup this Saturday at 5 p.m. at C5 Studios in Bishop. The event is for anyone interested in getting involved with local action, community projects, environmental work, outreach events, or volunteering. There'll be free pizza. That's pretty much all you had to say. Snacks, desserts, drinks, and conversation. Everyone is welcome to stop by before heading out for the evening. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday at East Fork Campground at Rock Creek. This week's program focuses on black bears and how people can safely share the landscape with them. The talk begins at 6:30 p.m., is free and open to the public, and you do not need to be staying at the campground to attend. Live Music Sundays continues at Cardinal Village every Sunday through August from noon to 3. Families can enjoy live music on the lawn, food from the cafe, and a mountain afternoon at 8,500 feet. Admission is free. Volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns Tuesday, July 21st at Lackanuckee. This month's event benefits Access Mammoth, supporting adaptive sports and outdoor recreation for people with disabilities. Registration begins at 5 and the first game starts at 6. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weekend weather outlook. The region remains in a hot, dry July pattern. Oh good. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect sunny skies, hot afternoons, and warm overnight lows. In Mammoth Lakes and the High Country, temperatures will be cooler than the valley, with sunny days, cool nights, and possible afternoon breezes. Continue drinking water, limit outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day. Check on vulnerable neighbors and family members, and never leave pets in vehicles. Fire danger remains high. Follow posted restrictions, avoid parking over dry vegetation, secure trailer chains, don't throw cigarette butts, and call 911 immediately if you see smoke or an active fire. And that's it for Eastern Sierra Now for July 17th. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit easternsierranow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Friday. Enjoy National Peach Ice Cream Day. And remember, if anyone asks why you're eating ice cream before dinner, just send them a peach emoji and walk away. It doesn't mean what you think it means. Okay, no, that means exactly what you think it means. Have a good weekend, everybody.